Twitter beef, Twitter fingers, Twitter. Asian doll. That's my friend. I like her, but I don't like her because she a hothead. But sometimes, like I said, when you dealing with hothead people, you just gotta know that you're dealing with hothead people. You know what I'm saying? And I want to point out that how Asian Doll and now, as of late, Asian Doll's sister are talking to Meg Thee Stallion. And it shows you her real character. How they just like coming at her like, nah, bitch, you try and play victim on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It just shows you like that she ain't like, it's like it goes back to the girl, the friend, the best friend and shit. Like what the best friend was saying is just like, you from where? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't even, like I told you, man, like 90% of the bullshit that she get into is because of her running, trying to be with motherfuckers that ain't where she from. Because, and that's usually the count that you ain't like that and you don't have that many people fucking with you in your area. You know what I mean? And that's why you be outside this person's house. It's a new set of best friends this week. And I ain't gonna lie to you. You'll see that probably a week or two, you'll see that Asian Doll and her will be right back. You know what I'm saying? They'll be right back, you know, in somebody in each other's face and shit. Or she'll be, you know what I'm saying, over Asian Doll will be over her house or something. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be nothing permanent, because Megan a punk, man. She a punk. Like, you know, that's why she run from every situation. Every situation she get into, you end up seeing it. She puts it to Twitter as like the sister said, like, you're just big peacemaker and you just ready to end all beefs, and you know what I'm saying? You know, now that song taking off shit, I know that's a pretty hard feeling, because sometimes it could be like with the label, and the majority of times, you know, it's with the artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the artist, but the artist will let you down slowly by telling you the management did it. So obviously they went with the City Girls. What did I tell you? Megan Thee Stallion went with the City Girls as opposed to Asian Doll, because what did I say? City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion, they needed the link. It was good for both of them. It was either they were gonna beef, or they were gonna be together. Either way, they're gonna make money. Asian Doll can never make videos and visuals look as good as the City Girls. Like, look at the last two City Girls videos. The motherfuckers look like, they look like Powerpuff Girls. Like, they are actually like rocking shit. I don't know if they writing that shit or whatever, but they are JT going the fuck off. Now, Asian Doll has a point about her being pretty her whole life, because there's a recent picture of JT from back in the day, and whew, I ain't gonna lie, she look a little rough. Like, she look like that one that'll beat your ass, though. Like, she look like that ugly ass friend that'll just beat any pretty bitch ass. And you know what I'm saying? Like, she like probably fought all young Miami fought battles. You know what I'm saying? She probably was fighting them. You know what I'm saying? So that's how she looked. She was definitely an ugly piece. But I like JT. I think she's real, she genuine, and I think that she just in her mind, like, a lot of times she just be keeping it 100. Like, y'all ain't fucking with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, regardless of what you say is going on, you know what I'm saying, with her and P and all that kind of shit, like, regardless of what you say, like, you can't fuck with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, they ice the fuck out. They buy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Asian doll could have never bought motherfucking none of her. She don't have that many friends. Like, you know, she only have, every friend that she have is like, it end up being like fuck you, like you know what I'm saying, within a month or two it end up being like fuck you, you know what I'm saying? So it's like she can't really have too many friends, you know what I'm saying? So she would never be able to be in a situation to buy a friend something like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so that's what it is. Megan is taking the high road of the rich bitches, you know. She had a song with Cardi B, shit went great with Cardi B, she ended up getting a bag from Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? What was the one of the rich nigga shit, the Burke, what was it called? Birkin, babe, or one of them joints. You know, you ain't gonna get one of them from Asian though. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what. So it's like, you know, that's what it is, man. She chose who the hell, you know what I'm saying? She chose who the hell she felt, was more lucrative, you know what I'm saying? And that's why Asian Doll and them is mad, because they feel like you should stick with who was with you, who you with. Notice how she said Asian Doll was with you, right or wrong, with a Tory situation. Big eye opener. Right or wrong? I thought everything was right. I thought everything was, like, you shot two times and you ate that shit. I thought, what happened? Now it's right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? Because Asian Doll spoke out of turn. Don't even know the Tory dude. Just like Tory said, she don't even know me. Never been around me. But Asian Doll was awesome. Fuck that shit. I'ma ride for you. You from where I'm from. Fuck that. Yeah, I know what happened, and yeah, that ain't what happened. You know what I'm saying? So she just, you know, it's just young people shit. Young minded motherfuckers. They feel like they can, they could have addressed the situation a little better. Seemed like Asian Doll wanted her to say something last night. I guess when it was getting out of hand. But I will say, on a music tip, Asian Doll really don't be cranking like she thinks she be cranking. Like, she be saying a lot of, like, she be saying a lot of shit that's like, possibly have bars, like possibly, but she don't really be rocking shit like that for real. Like, I was a fan of her looks and her music, you know, for sure, or whatever, but like, she don't really be saying too much, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I would have to hear, you know, whatever version was played on the live or whatever, I would have to hear that shit. But that's why I say, you see what I'm saying about that live shit though? That live shit is the devil. It's just like, so much shit comes about from that live shit. And I don't like that shit, bro. Too much bullshit be springing and starting up, all because of some shit that happened on a nigga live. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like, me, you will never see me really doing that live shit like that. To me, that shit is just like, it's so much shit gets started off that shit. Even killings, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't even fall back off that live shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? But hey, if they was to link up and have a fight, I ain't gonna lie to you, it'd probably be a nice fight or whatever. It'd probably be a nice, should do one of the little charity jokes or whatever, if they do, you know. And, you know, maybe like sit them down, Sandy, and, you know what I'm saying, they did it something similar to that. Yeah, we would love to see that. We would love to see those JT boobies bouncing around. We would love to see that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is, man. They'll all be friends. They'll all be friends in 2-3 days, man. You know, but like I said, Megan Thee Stallion is just choosing what she does. Or she choosing the people that's gonna benefit her in the long run, you know. If that song goes great, hopefully P and JT and Carisha, then maybe they'll buy her a patty. What they say, if you love you, what she say, if you love your girl, buy a patty. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully she'll buy her a patty. And, you know, she like fuck Asian Dollar right now. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like I said, all that shit that she'll call and whimper and get off the line and oh, make it seem like she doesn't do the online thing. And you see a lot of people saying, like, you keep screaming this, you don't like doing the online shit, but like, bitch, you did songs about motherfuckers and all type of shit going, this is online shit. Did you not sit online crying with that gray weave? Like, if you don't like doing this shit, what did you do that for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get a pass for certain, you know what I'm saying? Like, either you don't do the shit or you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, this young generation, they definitely not gonna let you pick and choose. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be 100 with them 100% of the time. You know? Now, sit them down, Sandy. Damn, Sandy. Sandy. I see people say that the fight was rigged. If anything would have been rigged, it would have been rigged for Sandy to win. Because I'm going to tell you like this. You're a damn fool if you thought that. If you seen that Big Wolf nigga and thought that he was going to lose and sit him down Sandy. Like, you a fool. Like, everybody knew that sit him down Sandy. Like, I'm glad it ain't go as bad as it did. When you go to DMV Hoods and News and you watch that one, the first video, I don't remember. Like, I think I did join the live late, but I remember going all the way back. I thought I went to the very, very beginning of it, because I know they was doing a lot of talking in the beginning or whatever. But like, from what I seen, like, it seemed like Sandy got kind of dominated, like with that big blow, like that was a big blow. But like, he damn near knocked him completely off his feet. It was like it was kind of like a left, like he hit him with like a high up high left, and it was almost like Sandy just like bounced to the ground, but he got up pretty quick. Or whatever, but like I said, that blow I didn't see live, you know. So now, one thing I did see live was when Sandy was trying to hit him, and then he ended up falling and extending out, and I was just like, oh yeah, it's done. And I ain't gonna lie, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard him say something about Sandy's finger. Like, he had hurt his finger or jammed his finger or something. And I'm gonna tell you like this: in them type of gloves that they was fighting in, whew, if he got any kind of finger problem, it is over. It's over. Like, this, he's still like an old dude. Like, I'm scared, man. I'm thinking, man. Because in the end, what I wanted to ask him was, like, what made him go down? Was it because I heard something about the rib? Did it look like he was shaking his hand, which was his right hand? So it's like, you know, was it your hand? Was it your rib? Like, was you just out of gas? Like, it's scary to me. It's like, man, somebody, you send that man into a heart attack or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking, like I said, the Big Wolf dude, he didn't look as sharp, but it shows you how real boxing is. You know what I'm saying? Boxing ain't no shit that you can just jump in and think you're gonna be the man, you're gonna be knocking shit out all day. Like boxing ain't like that. That shit is different. It's, you know, it's another human in front of you trying to knock your ass out. You know what I'm saying? And that was surprising for me. I ain't gonna lie. The way that Big Wolf nigga was like, ah, I'm Big Wolf. Like all that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I thought he was gonna probably knock Sammy out the damn ring. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought they was gonna have to like force it to be like slow, calm down, you know what I'm saying? Chill out. Like, it wasn't none of that. Like that nigga Sandy, that nigga Big Wolf looked like he was legitimately tired. I remember when I was watching, I was playing 2K too. So I was like looking and playing 2K and like, you know what I'm saying? And like, when, you know, I was 2K, they sub you out. When I got subbed out, so I was able to pay full attention. When I looked, it looked like the niggas, it must have been like in between a round. And when I looked over that Joe, shit, that nigga Big Wolf looked like he was gassed. He looked like he was gassed, bro. So, like I said, that boxing shit, that shit crazy. Then the punches, you gotta remember, in boxing and fighting, period, even the punches that you don't land take energy out of you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes even more, if you throw a real big blow up top or a real big body shot and he dodging it, or he weaving and you miss, then that's a huge swing of you. You know what I'm saying? That kind of wear down on you. You know what I'm saying? After a while. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I think it was a good fight. I don't think it need to be a rematch. I think if we get a rematch, it'll be the same winner, and it'll be even. I think he'll beat him cleaner if you give him a rematch, because he'll be able to understand, you know, anything the second time around. You know, you'll be able to understand, you know, what shit was going. Like, Big Wolf is a big ass, like he said, Big Wolf. So it's only like game strategizing for him. It's still gonna be pretty much the same thing. Like, stay out of the way, don't get hit. Try not to get hit too hard, or try not to get hit in the same spot twice. Like, you know, that's gonna kind of like be the, you know, the regimen. Like, with him, you're still to win a boxing match with a big dude like that, you still gonna have to kind of like control the fight, because he's big enough to hit you and change the fight. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I don't know. I don't think it need to be. It definitely should get a rematch. If something was wrong with his finger, he should definitely get a rematch. And maybe they need to go to closed fist gloves. Like, who the hell can't, nigga, I got a pair of shit. Who can't get them some closed fist gloves? Like, fuck them kickboxing ass gloves. Like, real, like, boxers don't box with those. Like, with their fingertips out like that. That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's why, those are UFC gloves that they're using. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get them some real boxing gloves. That way, if somebody has a finger, then they can kind of, like, combine the strength of the other three fingers to, like, you know, to throw the punch. But, like, whew, I know that shit probably hurt. And then, like I said, when he fell, it looked like he was shaking his hand. He looked like he was shaking his hand as if, like, he, like, something like, oh, my finger, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I feel like the last 30 seconds or the last 45 seconds of that job, I feel like Sandy was just fighting for, because he knew, you know, he had a lot of the city behind him, you know, a lot of people everywhere. Like, you could hear people yelling in the crowd, like, Sandy, you better not disappoint, man. Come on now. And I'm like with the dead ass serious voice, I'm like, dude, do you realize this nigga? I want to say to some niggas, like, nigga, do you realize, nigga, that Big Wolf nigga will probably beat your ass? You talking about something, don't disappoint. Nigga, what? It's an old ass man. That man probably about 60 years old, Slim. I fuck around, jump in the ring with that Big Wolf nigga and get fucked up. Or it'd be a good ass fight. That nigga strong as shit. That nigga strong, old, he got the old head. He got that, he a young old head, so so that nigga, man, nigga, like, he probably about 38. He got that young old head shit, so he ain't even really all the way. I bet you that nigga ain't 40. That nigga, what's his name? he gotta be about like even at the little draw up jumps where they was like sparring, they was talking, he was like, and Big Wolf was saying shit, and he was saying shit. You could tell that like the nigga sitting there saying he was just like he was just literally saying shit relevant to shit. Like, nigga, I'm here, nigga, I'm fucking in the building. I'm gonna represent for the streets. He was saying shit that had nothing to do with boxing and shit. Like, hey, I'm right here too. I'm right here. I'm on the left. I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew damn well that he like his best advice. See, I got like what I gotta do is I gotta go find somebody page who got the fight start to finish so I can see how they both opened up to the fight. You know what I'm saying? And I could tell that Sandy wasn't scared, but I need to see how it started out. Because that'll tell you a lot. Because Sandy on a lot of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, he was kind of relaxed. And a lot of them dudes he was fighting was like big unks for real. Like, they was unks, man. Like, them niggas, none of them. Like, look at Sandy. Like, you think Sandy's out here getting money? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This is why this is so great for him. Because this is like somebody, you know, rehabilitating his life and getting himself and, you know, just having something to live for, something to stand by. Like, his life over with, man. Like, as in, like him, what he's going to be for the rest. Like, he can't take this this professional shit boxing nowhere. He's too damn old. Motherfucker probably older than Tyson and what you call them all together. You know what I'm saying? You see how old they old professionals and they got in the ring and see what they did. You know what I'm saying? That boxing shit different. But like I said, my whole thing, they need to get them some closed fist gloves, man. Close them jumps, bro. And it was, and young. It was a lot of people in that Sandy event with no mask on. And that was the one thing that I was looking at, like, wow, I know Corona was in there, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that fight happened. So you know, everybody's seen it. Everybody, well, not seen it, like, seen clips. You see how it look. This is what I was saying about the David Ruffin and Glizzy shit. You see how beautiful of a moment that was? Like, it was great. It was all, like, you know, it really ain't. Like, they keep saying this, hands up, guns down. You know, stop the, like, let's show the kids. Now, Fat Ye and whoever he was fighting is a prime example of that. But this is not a prime example of that. Like, not even that. I'm just going to send him down Sandy because, first off, this was a challenge because of another person fighting. That man had no beef with Sit Him Down Sandy. He had you're only going to get to the youth when you have people that have a legitimate real beef. And they, like, if you get to get No Savage to go get in the ring and box one of them dudes that he be talking about, then you can say, okay, this is a step forward in the culture. Like, this is what we're talking about. Get these kids hands down, hands up, guns down. But these little funny ass put together fights is not going to mold the culture. This is not going to make nobody think like, hey, you know what? We need to get in the ring. Like, you don't fuck with me? Let's get a set of that. No. No. And that's why I said about this Ang Lizzy and like, everybody is mad at him because he won't fight him. And, oh, you're a punk, man. Standing for your name and, you know, and be a man and all that kind of shit. And everybody, I ain't gonna lie, I may be the only one that don't feel like he need to fight him. I'm sorry, I really do. Like, he doesn't need to fight him. Because that shit, now I don't know if Ang Lizzy is saying, and maybe if Ang Lizzy feels this way, but he's not going to say it to you. But David Ruffin passed, crossed the line. You know, Ang Lizzy too. They both crossed the line way too far. For this to end on some little, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it don't have to be a real... dangerous child of fight type of fight, but it need to be, it need to be a fight where, like, nigga, no gloves, like let's get it in. Like, maybe, you know what I'm saying, like Flock said, maybe 5 to 10 people around, and it just get, we niggas just record the shit, and it go down like that. Like, it don't need to be no motherfucking, it don't need to be no worldwide big national event where niggas is taking pictures and dapping niggas up and shit, what you wearing the Sandy joke. Like, it don't need to be that, bruh. Like, real live, it don't need to be that, man. It need to be a real live closed event. Let's get it in, boom. But and like I told people, ever since Barberson exposed bruh about his shooters being a bitch, if you ask me, they ain't even trying to fight no more. You know what I'm saying? This shit, it ain't even, it's, you know what I mean? It ain't even no use. It's no use in even, you know what I'm saying? They are not, them niggas is not trying to fight no more. Because they like, damn, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So he don't, like I said, let that shit, look, that now, you know, he done went to the diamond tester, got the chain tested, you know what I'm saying? And you see now, he can't even take the chain off. He won't wear it everywhere now. He probably, niggas in the hood probably can't even get it. Because niggas in the hood probably thought the motherfucker was fake. And I'm going to tell you right now, now he done diamond tested that motherfucker, I would be really surprised if you still see that junk riding around all over the niggas' necks and all that kind of shit. Now that he done put the diamond tester on that motherfucker. And that shit shot up. Bing! That shit shot up. Like, that was like some motherfucking real deal go. That shit ain't go all slow and get the ticket and barely made it. That motherfucker said, shit, bing. So, pray you was right there with him, talking shit about it. Didn't know what you was talking about. You was wrong. The chain real. You was right there with him in his house and shit and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And what you try to prove to niggas, yeah, you can listen to me because I used to be around and told everybody the chain was fake. Tag your jeweler. You was wrong too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he just shut. Like, you see his big TV shit going down because he just shut niggas up. Now, I seen before, a little earlier, he posted something where he just bought a car. This nigga got, he buying cars? He buying cars on niggas? All these motherfuckers sitting there talking about calling that man broke. He ain't buying cars. Nigga need to win Ebony Man of the Month, man. Because like I said, Ebony Man of the Year, man. Because like I said, he put the DMV into a motherfucking frenzy. You know what I'm saying? And he came out unblemished. Like, it's no need for him to fight that Glizzy nigga. David Ruffin. It's no need. He has buried him 3 to 4 different times. Now, at one point, Glizzy was going, he was going through a little bit of what Meek Mill was going through with Drake, when he was like, damn, you thought that exposing some real shit, like the faggy shit that we've been hearing, backed up by support, the mother, the sister, you know what I'm saying? You got all of this support on that shit. We also got support, backup, and footage of him being a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Now they saying they got paperwork out on him where he done told on somebody. Now them dudes that was saying the paperwork shit, them some real dudes. Them some real dudes that really don't give a fuck about being, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even really care about, they don't really care about even being, you know, into the beef, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they gonna pull that paperwork up on a nigga quick. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like this, man. It's like this. I say, just let that one down, let that one go. I don't know if you seen the video with the dude, smoke chopper dude that was bleeding. That's how I'm talking. That's how shit need to end. It's like that. He ain't gotta be killed and nothing like that. Nobody getting shot and nothing like that. But a motherfucker need to have some damn blood drawn for shizzle. So like I said, I don't know, man. You know, more power to Aunt Lizzy. Hopefully, I mean, that's beautiful. If you think about cars and shit, wow. He really leveling up. He really leveling, like I said, I mean, he would have been a damn fool to not. You know what I'm saying? His Instagram story's doing 7, because literally you waking up and you going to his page just to see, like, who's next? Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, who's the next dummy that's going to jump on his shit and think that they going to run him? You know what I mean? So, and it's true. You know what I'm saying? He really smashed the shit, man. Like, look at, what's his name? Shag Lizzy. 500 viewers on his birthday, and he's playing... He's playing unreleased Shag Lizzy music. Like, this is like fucking, like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't think it. I remember, and there was a point in time where, like, the motherfucking city would go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hit a nigga in the head for some fresh Shag Lizzy. Now, you know, that crown is for surely, what's his name? No Sap. That's his shit. That's his shit all day in the paint. That everything, every time he drops, like you see, he stay arguing with somebody about somebody else dropping some fake shit, or you know what I'm saying. So, you know, that's his lane right now. You know what I mean? But he definitely, you know, like I say, he definitely like. No Savage is definitely all that they got for real. So that's, like I said, that to me, I was talking to somebody and we was having a talk about it. We was like, shit, him signing to them, like that was just a big move for Glizzy Gang, you know what I'm saying, as it was for that was just as big as a move for Glizzy Gang as it was for No Savage, you know what I'm saying? Because they kind of needed that, man. Like, now I like that song with 3 and Shy that just came out. I was fucking with it, you know. You can go check that out. Oh, that was, you know, it was pretty cool. But that new No Savage, that Reaper. Yeah, when the weather pretty much, man. When the weather clear up, I said the weather, but when all this shit clear up, man. That boy gonna be gone. He gonna be definitely like if they can keep him safe. Because one thing about DC people, we don't really be having a lot of out of town beef and shit. So if they can finally get him, like, you know, to Cali or to Atlanta or somewhere to stay or whatever, and then just, you know, just make music and just make music. Then yeah, he'll be as big as like G Herbo, or you know what I'm saying. He'll, trust me, he'll be, because he got hits. And one thing about the music game, your older hits hit harder, because like when a person hear you, like he may have got 10,000 new fans off that new song Reaper, but those 10,000 fans probably don't even know about the old 38 or the No Hook. My first song of them was No Hook. No Hook, or the Dedication song. Nigga, the Dedication song, that motherfucker cranked so hard. I listened to that motherfucker about 20 times when I was going out. I had a 14-hour drive, and that shit was like, nigga, I listened to that shit probably had to be down there half the way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, and that's the good thing about music. Like, once the tours and everything pull back up and they finally book him, he'll be able to play those type of songs and they'll go crazy. Like, they're actually crazy concert songs. Like, them joints gonna go crazy in an arena. When them beats get the, like, I'm telling you, man, like they got one. Like, he just gotta stay his ass safe, man. Stay out all this damn drama and shit. Stop telling people that yes, I am the one that killed you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gone.